Mishanichnas Ador Marbin Besimcha, thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 11th day of the month of Adar Sheni. Today is Tanis Esther, for those who are able, those who are fasting, wishing an easy and meaningful fast to everyone. Please continue to daven for a 6-year-old girl here in Boca, still very much in need of our collective tefillos, of our prayers. Yitzhak Chaya, Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Friedel in mind. Again, her name is Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Friedel. Additionally, literally just a few moments ago, I heard that a very close friend, practically family, someone I grew up with, was diagnosed with colon cancer and is having surgery in less than an hour at 2 o'clock Eastern today. Please have in mind, daven for him. His name is Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana. Again, his name is Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana. I'll repeat it just one more time. If I want a chance to grab a pen. Again, his name is Yitzchak Aharon Ben Malka Chana. Please daven that the surgery goes well and Bezrat Hashem, an easy road to full recovery. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather here on this call under the most difficult of circumstances. As we've been sharing for the Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression to our broken hearts and our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the potent and timeless words of Tehillim. We gather today, particularly, specifically today, at a day of prayer, it is Tanis Esther, a day where tefillos are heard, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, and to recite Tehillim together for our brothers and sisters in Israel, and for all of those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back someone who is not a stranger to the call whatsoever. In fact, from the first call ever, a good friend and colleague, Rabbi Phil Keresh, who is the executive director of the OU Department of Community Projects and Partnerships, has been behind the call literally from those first early days, working on the technical side of things. He has also hosted the call many times in my absence, as well as been featured and a speaker. So it is truly an honor to have Rabbi Keresh back to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by him reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim: Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Will be followed by Achenu, Mishaberach for Tzahal, Mishaberach for the Shvuim. Rabbi Keresh will conclude the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And one final time, please have in mind Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Friedel, as well as Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana, who will be going into surgery in less than an hour. Bechavod. With great honor, Rabbi Keresh.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Naftali. I appreciate the opportunity, as always, to share Divrei Torah on this platform to the many hundreds of people around the globe who join together every day, the Achdus in unity, to daven and beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there should be a swift end to this war, that our brothers and sisters who are hostages should come home safely to the embrace of their families. Every summer, toward the end of the summer, we get to the month of Elul, and we start with this mindset of, okay, it's time to buckle down. It's time to get serious. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are upon us. On Rosh Hashanah, we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we remind ourselves that Hashem is King. And on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, we act like angels. We dress in white, men wear a kittel, we fast all day, not dissimilar to today, and we find ourselves in shul. A day where we are literally functioning like angels with minimal connection to the physical world. That, of course, is coded into Jewish law, the Chameshes Inuyim, the restrictions of that day of Yom Kippur. We don't engage in the physical world that day. We are angels. And yet, the Svarim HaKadoshim write, our Musar Svarim teach us, that Yom Kippur is exactly that. It is Kippurim. It's just like Purim. It's not quite as holy. It doesn't quite have as much sanctity in Kedusha as Purim. It's close. But Yom Kippur holds the second spot, while Purim itself holds the first spot. But whereas when it comes to the Yomim Noraim and the high holidays of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we have a ramp of Elul that leads us up to the elevated space of Tfilah, of Dveikus, of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Purim, we don't have that. By Purim, we have to self-induce that level of unity, that level of Kedusha, in order to bring us to those higher levels. Today, we find ourselves in a repeat of Jewish history. The Haman of old is the Hamas of today. The enemies that are on the streets, that are online. We have yet again been subject to tremendous challenge and strife, people questioning our existence, and people putting our own lives at risk. I'm no different than the past. We have to fast. We have to be able to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, we need to do our part. We're going to fast. We're going to daven. We have a longer davening today with Slichos. We have a longer mincha this afternoon with laning. And we are upcoming on a very holy day that is upon us. But we have to capitalize on these moments. Today is not a regular day. Today is a day that's more elevated than Purim, this weekend, I should say. Our fasting is similar to Purim. The day of Purim itself is the peak of Kedusha of the year. This Kufa, these many days that we are beginning today with Tainus Esther, are days that we need to capitalize on our tefillos. I heard a story that took place in Europe after World War I. Things were ramping up again to be very difficult for the Jews. And in this particular community in Europe, they used the Beis Medrash first for the men and then for the women. All of the men piled into the Beis Medrash. They had their chazan go up to the front, and he banged on the shtender and started saying Tehillim with a broken heart. And the men behind him beseeched HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his rachamim, for his mercy, and for his compassion. They said Tehillim, and then all of the men filed out. Soon after, all of the women came in, but interestingly, a lot of them were holding their little babies. And the story goes that they did something different than the men did. They opened the Aron Kodesh, and with a shattered heart, they held up their babies, and they said to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you going to do about my children? What are you going to do about the next generation? Where is our continuity? B'derech HaTeva, the way the world turns, I don't see around the bend, Hashem. I have emuna. I believe that you're in charge. But we can't see around the bend. This baby that I'm holding in my hands in front of your open Aron Kodesh, this baby needs a future. Our brothers and sisters in Gaza, they need a future. Our soldiers who are in harm's way, they need to be a part of the next generation. And it's our job to daven. It's our job to beg, to grovel, and to beseech Hashem for rachamim. So today, together, we're going to recite these prakim of Tehillim, these chapters from Psalms. Please feel free to join with me. I'll read them at a pace that's readable without pausing between sentences. Lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid. Yancha Adonai biyom tzara. Yesagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh. Mitzion yisadeko, yizkor kol minchostecha, ve'olasecha yidashen estela, yitein lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atasecha yimalei, niranina bishuvasecha, uvshem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishadosecha. Ata yodati ki hoshia Adonai Meshicho, ya'anehu mishimei kodcho, bigvuros yesha gimino. Eilev arechev ve'eilev astusim, va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir.
Hey, ma karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nistodad. Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Yaneinu v'yom kareinu.
Tehillim Chav Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor
l'David, Adonai ro'i lo echtar, v'nosteshe yar b'seini, Almei menuchos yinahaleini, nafshi yishovev, yanchaini v'magilei tzadek, l'man shemo. Gam ki elech v'geis al maves, lo ira ra ki ata imadi, shivtecha mishantecha, hei ma yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged tzoreroi, Dishanta Vashemen Roshi Kosi Revaya. Achto Vachesed Yirdufuni Kol Yimei Chayoi. Vishavti Beveit Adonai Leorech Yamin.
Tehillim Kufchaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir Lama'alos Esa Inai El Heharim Me'ayim Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei shamayim va'aret. Al yitei lamot raglecha. Al yanum shomerecha. Hinei lo yanum velo yishan. Shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha. Adonai yisbilecha. Al yad yiminecha. Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmor chami kol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor teisecha uvoecha, me'ata v'yadolam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Perek 130.
Hir ha'ma'alot. Mi'ma'amakim kirasich Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli. Vihyena oznecha kashuvos v'kol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmorya. Adonai mi ya'amod. Imecha hasalicha. Leman tivareim. Ki visi Adonai, ki vesa nafshi, tili baro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mi shomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, Yi'im Adonai ha-chesed, v'harbeh imo fidus. V'hu yiftes Yisrael, mikol avonosav.
Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, chapter 142. Maskil le-David, v'hyosov ha-me'aros, v'filah. Koli el Adonai ezak. Koli el Adonai eskanon, eshvok lefanov tichi, sorosi lefanov agid, disasef alai ruchi, ve'ato yodato nesivasi, v'yorav zuha halech, tamenu fachli. Habed yamin urei, ve'in li makir, Ovad manos mimeni ein doresh panashi. Zo'akti eilecha Adonai, amarti atamachti, chelki be'eret hachayim. Hakshiv alvinasi, ki dolosi me'od, hasilein merodefai, ki ometu mimeni. Hotzi ami masker nashi lehodos eshemecha v'yachziru tzadikim ki sigmol olayim. We'll now say Achenu, the clarion call for all of us to be one.
Achenu kol beis Yisrael, הנסונים בשרו ובשביה, עומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, יוציאים יצרו לברוכה, מאפלה לאורו, משבו לגולה, השתו בעגלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
We'll now say the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, for the Israeli Defense Forces who are protecting our land and our people.
Mishaberach avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, u'yivarech es chayalei tzeva ha-hagana li-Yisrael, v'anshei kochot ha-bitachon, ha-omdim ha-mishmar atzeinu v'arei Eloheinu, mi-givul ha-Lebanon v'ad mi-bar Mitzrayim, mi-hayem ha-gadol ad-lavo ha-rash ha-arava, ולכל מקום שהם ביבשה, באוויר וביום. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגחים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. יד ברסון אינו תחתיהם, ויד שם בחסר ישועה ובטרף ניצחון. ויקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולך עמכם ומחם לכם,
We'll now say Mishaberach for those who are unfortunately still held in captivity, from young to old.
Mishaberach avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe v'Aaron, David u'Shlomo, u'yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsor es nedrei tzva hagana v'Yisrael shvuyav, v'eskol acheinu ha'nesunim b'tzarev shivya b'avur shekol ha'kohal ha'kadosh hazeh mispalel b'avuram. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, יוציאם מחושך וצל מוות, ומוסרותיהם ינתק, וממצוקותיהם יושיעם, וישיבם מהרה לחיק משפחותיהם. יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לבני אדם, ויקוים בהם נקרא שכתוב, ופדויי אדוני ישובון ובואו ציון ברינה, ושמחתו למעל ראשם, ששון ושמחה ישיגו, ונשאו יגון ואנחה, ונאמר אמן.
We'll now say the Mishaberach for Chol and for those who are sick. I'll pause where you can insert the names of those who are in need of healing.
Mishaberach avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aharon David u'Shlomo, u'yivarech v'yirapei et hacholim. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולרפאותם, ולהחזיקם ולהחיותם. וישלח להם מהרה, רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל איברים ולכל גידיהם, בסוף שאר חולי ישראל. רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף השתו, בעגלו ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Karish. We look forward to having you back on the program in the Yirat Hashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday, Shushan Purim, at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. I'm going to share the name of my friend one more time. I already got an email, someone asking for it. Again, his name is Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana, Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana. Deeply appreciate everyone's collective tefillos, everyone's prayers. Wishing Nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a easy and meaningful fast. May all of our tefillos, may all of our prayers be answered, Latova, for good, whatever it is that we're davening for individually, collectively. Wishing everyone a Purim Sameach, a happy and Freilich and Purim, and a wonderful Shabbat.